In today's episode of What's Pissing You Off Wednesday for March 2nd, 2022, I, Kevin McTaggart, the grumpiest comic in Vermont, rant about the following topics: broken Oreos, broken shovels, dads who brag about their salt shakers on TikTok. I don't know. Having to wait an hour for a table. And BBM? Let's go to this week's contributions. Alright, here's the first contribution for this week's episode of What's Pissing You Off Wednesday for March 2nd, 2022. Comes from Jamie Shiner. She's pissed off that she bought a box of Oreos and every single one was broken. Grr. I pretty much read these verbatim, so for those of you unaware. That is frustrating when you want, like, a box of Oreos or you're craving something. It doesn't have to be Oreos. And you get it from the supermarket and you bring it back. And it's all broken. Who wants to eat broken Oreos? No one should want to eat broken Oreos. Shame on that store. You should go back to that supermarket and get unbroken Oreos. You should just bring it to them and be like, hey, look, I bought this bag. I opened them up and they're all broken. I deserve a new box of Oreos. They're probably not going to get it to you because you bought what you paid for, or some shit like that. But the customer should always be right. You should be able to get a new goddamn box of Oreos. That's got to be a horrible feeling that you want that. You wanted Oreos all day long. You're craving the Oreos. You buy them from the store. You bring them home. You open them up, and everything's broken. It's like your entire world has been shattered. Honestly, that's gotta just absolutely stink. That sucks. It's horrible. What the hell are stores doing? Where they're like putting broken crackers or broken cookies on the shelves? Don't they like inspect these things before they put them on the shelves? Shouldn't they make sure that the cookies aren't broken before they put the cookies on the shelf? Like, they can probably tell by, like, listening or something that the cookies aren't broken. Or that the cookies are broken, excuse me. That's stupid. That's shame on the supermarket, whatever market you went to, Price Chopper, Hannaford's, Shaw's. I think I named them all. That sucks that all your Oreos are broken. That's fucking sad. That's sad. It's depressing. You wanted Oreos and you can't have them now because they're all broken. All of them. Not just like a couple. Not like the couple on the ends, but the whole fucking box. It sucks. Really sucks. Sorry to hear that. I hope the next box of Oreos you get aren't broken. But thank you for the contribution. All right. We have another one from Professor Lucas on Twitter. He broke his shovel. We're talking about a bunch of broken things on this edition of What's Pissing You Off Wednesday, unfortunately. A lot of broken things. And I'm trying a couple different camera angles because why the fuck not? If you're watching this on the YouTube, hope you're enjoying it. Hope it's working. I don't even know. But that sucks that you broke your shovel. It sucks when, like, you only have one shovel and you have to go out and shovel snow, which is what I'm assuming that you're using the shovel for. The ring light's just going to be in the fucking background. Yes, I have a ring light, okay? Yes, I have a ring light. This was stupid. Shouldn't have thought this through. should move around, and the attic entrance is up at the top, and I'm just fucking everything up. And what's more frustrating is the fact that poor Professor Lucas bought a goddamn shovel, using it for snow, I assume, and he breaks his fucking shovel. That sucks. Especially like when you're like not even done shoveling yet and your shovel's broken. You can't do anything about that because your goddamn shovel is broken. It's irritating. And now you can't drive anywhere because your driveway's not yet completely shoveled free because you can't shovel it because your shovel broke. Your trusty shovel, not so trusty anymore. It's fucking broken. That's a terrible feeling. That feeling's right up there with broken Oreos, quite frankly. You know, getting a full box of broken Oreos, breaking your shovel mid-shovel. I'm assuming you broke it mid-shovel. I don't know when the fuck you broke it, but you broke it at some point. And that's a shame that you broke it. So I'm sorry that you broke your shovel. I'm apologizing to everyone in this week's edition of What's Pissing You Off Wednesday. And I'm not looking at the goddamn green light either, and people are gonna get mad at me for that. But you know what? I'm trying shit out. Okay? I'm trying different camera angles. I've already fucked that up because you saw the ring light that you're not supposed to see. I'm just doing my best here, okay? Doing my goddamn best. And it's shaky because it's in my hand, and my hand shakes, and that's what's pissing me off today. But this isn't what's pissing me off, it's what's pissing you off. So thank you, Professor Lucas, for that contribution, even though I mostly ranted about my problems. And we're back. And mess around, moving around the camera at the beginning of the fucking episode. Gonna just keep it where it usually is now. So I don't know why I tried to do that. I tried to do it on a whim. I'm not really sure. Anyway, next one's from Danny P. He's pissed off. I thought of one. If past the due date, maybe next time. There's no due date. Just give me your contribution. Remember the fuck you want to give me your contribution. I don't really care, Danny P. Anyway, the small sliver of humanity that's pissing me off right now are dads on cooking TikTok who use those automatic LED salt and pepper mills. Seriously, the mark of a huge loser. You bought them off Amazon and you show them off. Life, it's a fucking Hubble telescope. You spelt that wrong. You spelt that wrong. I'm pissed off that you spelt that wrong. You bought them off Amazon and you show them off like it's a fucking Hubble telescope. I read it wrong. I read it wrong. It was my mistake. I'm sorry, Danny. It wasn't your mistake. It was my mistake because I apparently cannot read. I have no idea what the hell you're talking about with these LED salt and pepper shakers. Why the hell do we even need LED salt and pepper shakers? Why would anyone want to? How much pathetic are you if you're having to like show off your LED light salt and pepper shakers? That's what you mean, right? The salt and pepper mills? Where are you from, Manchester? Using all these weird vernacular? I mean, honestly, I don't fucking know. I don't know. I don't know. People like to show off. And most people shouldn't show off. And if you're gonna show off like a spectacular skill or talent or something like that. Don't show off a goddamn salt and pepper shaker that glows in the dark or whatever the hell you're trying to say. Honestly, it's just stupid that people are out there doing anything for TikTok. What's annoying is like these dads on the TikTok are probably getting thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of views, while me only get like 200 per goddamn video. Follow me at McTaggart Attack. on TikTok. If you're watching this, follow me. I'll know that you watched this episode of the McTiger Attack. Why am I calling it that? It's What's Pissing You Off Wednesday. It's been a shitty day. It's been a shitty day. This is a shitty episode. This episode is broken. I think that might be the title of this episode because, like, the first two rants were about broken things, and I've completely fucked up the camera angles and whatnot. And this episode's broken. I found out today that my Twitter anniversary was today, and it's my 13th Twitter anniversary, and it's ruined my day, to be quite honest with you. To be perfectly fucking honest with you. I don't know. But yeah, people are fucking stupid, to sum up Danny's contribution to this week's episode, and thank you so much for that contribution. Even though, once again, I probably didn't do it justice, but who cares, right? Who cares? The next one is from Twitter. It's from Maria Blue Tree on Twitter. She's pissed off that she had to wait for over an hour to get a table for two. What? Where were you trying to get a table? New York City? I mean, that would be the only possible place, or like California or Los Angeles. New York or LA should be the only places where you have to wait over an hour for a table for two. Just sit at the bar. I would never wait an hour anywhere for any type of food. No one should have to wait that long. You're gonna wait an hour at a restaurant to go eat, and it's going to take you less time to eat than it was you're waiting at for the goddamn table. What the hell are you thinking? It's just stupid. What the... How stupid are we? Where we're waiting an hour for a table for two. Any type of table. It doesn't even matter the number of people for the table. You waited an hour. The restaurant's not the one that's stupid here. You still went to the restaurant and ate your food at your table for two that you waited an hour for. But you waited an hour to eat. There are starving countries in Africa who don't have such luxuries, and your stupid ass is complaining that you waited in line for an hour at a restaurant for a table. There is more important shit to complain and get upset about. I'm glad, Maria, that the fact that you had to wait an hour for a table for two is your biggest problem right now. But you didn't have to wait. You didn't have to wait. You could have gone to eat somewhere else. Why did you even wait? I want to know. I'm going to tag you in this episode, and I hope you watch it, and I hope you explain to me why you decided to wait a fucking hour for a table. Explain yourself. But, thanks for the contribution. Thanks for the contribution. I think we have one more. It's from, it's from Bella on Twitter. I'm not going to read her handle because I can't fucking read it. So it's from Bella on Twitter. You can see it if you're watching the YouTube video. She's pissed off at BBM. Not only today, but every day. The gall. I have no idea who BBM is. Or I had no idea who BBM is. But I looked him up, and Marcos, Ferdinand Marcos's son, the former dictator of the Philippines. He's running for president of the Philippines. I don't really know what awful or hateful things he's done, but apparently, you know, he's the son of a dictator. So, it's never a good sign when the son of a dictator wants to run for president of the country that his father was the leader of. That's never a good thing. That should never... We should never... It's never a good sign. It's sort of like when George W. Bush became president after George Bush was president. You know, not directly after George Bush, but he was the president, you know, 8 years later after Clinton was over. He became president and he was president for 8 years. It was like the sort of the same fucking thing. And nobody wanted to see that. Nobody wants to see Bong Bong Marcos become president. No one wants to see that shit. No one wants to see Bong Bong Marcos become president of the Philippines because he's probably going to be even worse than his daddy. I have no idea. I haven't watched the news for what's going on in the Philippines, but I imagine he's just a douchebag. So I'm sorry that it's pissing you off. But yeah, I just think, let's not get too upset about a leader named Bong Bong. Or bang bang or bing bing. What a bang bang? I don't know. But yeah, it's never a good thing when the son of a former dictator also wants to run for the same position. Because it's probably not going to turn out well. So I'm sorry that he's a giant asshole, much like his father. So, anyway, that's all I've got for this week's broken episode of What's Pissing You Off Wednesday for March 2nd, 2022. Hope you enjoyed this broken episode. Happy What's Pissing You Off Wednesday, everybody.